down low. We've all been there before.
This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And it's Friday, which means putting a spotlight on the arts and culture of Illinois, highlighting everything from interesting food, moments in history, and of course the many musicians and bands that call our state home. This week, Hollow Down, a band based out of Peoria that specializes in darker sounding folk music. Let's listen to their song Redemption from a Tiny Desk concert submission they made back in 2018.
With luck, work, or everything, the best moments of your life could be just seconds away. Sing a song of hope. Sing a song of despair. It's not gonna save your soul, but it won't drag you to hell. It's not a song of redemption.
Hollow Down consists of Perry Brubaker on bass and John Howard on guitar, and they both join me now to talk more about their music. Perry and John, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk about the origins. How did you two meet?
We met in 2019. I grew up in Peoria and started this band in Northern California in 2013 or something like that.
I was firmly in high school.
and the band was through a couple different versions, and then sort of after the band was on tour and our bus caught on fire, which, long story short, landed with myself and one of the other members of the band at that time coming back to Peoria, and we were kind of working a different version of Hollow Down in Peoria at that point. And John and I met playing kind of a more, not straight traditional bluegrass, but we met playing in a bluegrass band together,
kind of jam grass,
where
I was playing fiddle and you were playing upright with our buddy Daniel Watkins and Ryan Kroll. And that's where we first met. That was 2019. And then the world ended.
And then the world, I thought for a second you were going to say your bus broke down in Peoria, and so that's where you decided to stay. COVID happened.
It broke down in Northern California. But it was a firm conclusion to that tour that was underway, because it had been my home of 3 years at that point. And
oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we can listen to a little more music. You previously released an album from 2014, which is the self-titled Hollow Down. What can you tell me? What are the origins of the band and that album?
So I had sort of a couple of the songs that are on that album, geez, maybe three of them, including Redemption, I sort of wrote on my own. I was playing in a different band that was more of kind of a country blues band at that point. And I wrote a few of those songs and shopped them around to a couple people that I was playing with, and nobody was particularly interested. And then Ethan Nazati of another band called Gunsafe, I heard that he had departed his band, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get with him. And so he and I pretty instantly got together. We got Grant Skoglund and Jake Morehouse in the mix, and I think in the span of like 9 months we wrote the rest of the material for that album and got it recorded. So it was really kind of a real incubation period, and all of that was sort of done and cut within I think 9 months. And then that version of the band kind of splintered and fell away as we knew a couple band members were leaving. And that album is the product of that. And finally, so many years later, John and I are getting to work on the second album. We've got all the material plus some in the bag. We're just working on nailing down where we're recording, which I think we have, and just need to get to it.
Nice. All right, let's take a listen to another track. This is from that earlier album. This is called EFY.
I heard a song that made me sad, cause I heard a song that made me sad, cause I heard a song that made me sad, cause I hate to hear of people dying young. I a song that made me weep, cause I heard a song that made me weep, cause I heard a song that made me weep, cause I hate to hear of people dying young.
So your sound takes, I don't know, what would you say, like a darker approach to folk music, bluegrass? I have my own sort of ideas of the Venn diagram I might use to describe it, but I want to hear how you describe it yourselves to other people.
Well, it definitely is. It is kind of a Venn diagram. It shows, we definitely have the Americana and folk angle to what we do, but obviously I'm a punk rock kid at heart. Having a mix of electric and acoustic instruments was always part of the thing from the jump.
I mean, it was, so I straight up grew up going to picking circles around Illinois my whole life. My grandpa took me everywhere south of Chicago, pretty much, playing fiddle. And so that's just the sound that I have in my head when I think about music. But then it's also, you don't have that always. So like, obviously, like one of our sounds that we're is like Tom Waits and like jazz standards, but mm-hmm. it's also like those like original murder ballads and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Long Black Veil. I mean, when you say murder ballads, that's what we're talking. Yeah.
Like Long Black Veil. Another one is, Boxcar Tragedy. That's not what it's called, but that's what it's called. Knoxville Girl. Right. Like that's another good one, but it's just all the way that I once heard it is all of the songs, all of the folk songs are all the things that make up a good soap opera, murder, cheating. It's all the things that make a good story from yesteryear are still good stories today. So that's what we're trying to tap into is that quote unquote darker side of those stories.
Yeah. You know, you can imagine that like at the Pick and Circle at a bluegrass show, they don't want the Rollins Band or, you know, Black Flag coming in there. Likewise, right. At a punk show, you know, you don't have to have a fiddle in the band to play punk rock. So how did you make that peanut butter and chocolate, you know, melding?
I don't really know. It's just sort of a pastiche of all the stuff that I want to listen to. And it's kind of corny and cliched to say, but I feel like Hollow Down's music is what I kind of always wanted to hear, but haven't heard. And so, I mean, the influences range pretty far. I mean, I'm a big fan of everything from like Les Claypool to Linda Perry. And I feel like, you know, when we're coming up with ideas to throw into the mix, there's not a whole lot that's off table as long as we can sort of put it through the lens of what we do, you know?
So let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Perry Brubaker and John Howard, who together are the band Hollow Down, based out of Peoria. It's sort of Americana bluegrass, but with a much darker punk rock influence, you might say. I hesitate to describe it. You just got to hear it for yourself. I'm curious about your creative process. When I joined, we're talking via Zoom today, as we do for so many of these conversations. I just heard a little snippet of, and I'm not even sure who said what, but I take it and send it to him and say, make this weird. So talk to me about your creative process. How do you take a sound or take a song from, you know, traditional instrumentation and sort of, I'm not going to say muddy it up, but fuzz it up, electronify it, pick your term.
That's kind of how it often gets put. You know, I'm okay as a writer personally, like a couple of those songs I wrote outright, I think, like I said, but it really, finding the sound has really been a collaborative process from the beginning. So now, just for example, like with the material that we're going to record for this album, a couple of them started with snippets that I wrote. A couple of them start with snippets that John wrote. Even like we have Ethan Nazzotti from the original form of the band, who will still send me little sort of snippets or songs that are in various forms of completion and just say, basically, like what you said, muddy this up, basically scruff it up and make a hollow down out of song out of it. Like our Tiny Desk contest video this year, that song was sent to me more or less as a complete song, but it sounded far different. It was kind of more of a folky song. And then, I don't know, just at some point while we were playing it together, we stumbled upon the idea for what it became.
As much, for lack of a better word, harm that Grateful Dead has done to American music, jamming is not one of them. Like, that's, you will, you need to almost forget a song to learn a song. If that makes any sense. It's like if I show up with a Queen song to band practice, it's not going to sound like Queen. It's going to sound like Hollow Down. So it's almost not muddy this up. It's more, here's a song, play it the way that you would anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know exactly how to define exactly how we get to where we get with the stuff. It just ends up being what feels right to us. It's great. It's been great the last few years having John in the band, because he and I, we both come at music from very different perspectives in terms of background, but I feel like the place where we meet in the middle is kind of it's a real sweet spot in that sort of Venn diagram, you know?
Well, let's take a listen. We've been talking a little bit about the song Velocity, which was this year's entry to the NPR Tiny Desk concert. Let's take a listen to that.
All moving out through the dark, in the hope can a little catch spark. Well, my mind's built like a train. Yeah. It's breasts calm, feeling now. Had nothing to do with it anyhow. Yeah, faster than a Santa Fe.
So what's next? You mentioned this album coming up. When, if people want to find your music, when can they look for that? Where can they hear you playing?
So we're hoping to, in the next month or so, we want to get at least like a 3-song EP up and available. We put everything up on kind of the normal channels. The website's hollowdown.com. We end up, you know, having it live on Apple Music and Spotify and all of that sort of stuff. And right now we have a couple solid contenders for who our engineer is going to be. We just need to lock in the time and figure it out. And I think our big challenge with this one is, you know, obviously the first album was a 4-piece rock band. And I think this time we're really going to try to thread the needle of making it clear that the band's a duo while also bringing in some guest spotters to really fill it out. So we're pretty excited about what we've got in the works.
And that is all the time we have for our conversation. Perry Brubaker and John Howard are from the band Hollow Down. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks, Brian. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
We're going to go out with their song, Johnny. I'll just say the 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.